Good joy. Jezebel had made a threat upon the life of Elijah. Elijah flees for his life, goes up into a mountain, into a cave. There he is in solitude, thinking that he could find hidance and safety and security in that cave. All of a sudden, there came a wind like a hurricane, blowing as it was through the cave. But God was not in the wind. All of a sudden, there was fire that blustered up in front of him. But God was not in the fire. All of a sudden, if you will, there was an earthquake that shook the earth. But God wasn't in the earthquake. And then it went still. And Elijah heard a voice. In the calmness and the stillness, Elijah, what are you doing up here? Be still. And know that I am God. Be still. I believe the battle is won when God's people are still and are listening for the voice of God and listening intently for God's promises and all the aspects of it. They're out in the middle of a sea. The wind was blowing. The rain was blowing. The waves were blowing. The boat was almost filled with water. The disciples were fearing for their lives. And where's Jesus? He's up in the hall sleeping. They wake him up and say, you know, Lord, don't you care enough about us? Don't you realize we're perishing? And Jesus stands up and, of course, he says, hush. Be still. And the wind, the wave, just calm down. And then he said to his disciples, what is wrong with you guys? Don't you even have any faith? And you know what the Bible says? Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith. Don't you have any faith? Well, let me ask you that question today in the stillness of my voice. Where and don't you have any faith? Because faith is where the victory is won. Be still. Know that I am God. Hush. Be still. You ever been watching television, you know, and you're sitting there for a long time and all that noise and you're listening intently, and then all of a sudden you shut off the TV and it's quiet. You ever done that? Huh? Isn't it amazing how peaceful quietness is? Silence? The aspects of it? I find so. You know, if you're a good hunter, you know that the important aspect of being a hunter is to be still. You know, that's important, don't you? It very well is. Good communication between two people, if you will, is somebody being still, quiet, letting the other person converse. You know, sometimes what you really need to do to have good communication between two people is the other person, hush. Be still. Be still. The word still is a now word. N-O-W. It's a now word. It is a word that is powerful. I said it's a powerful word. David said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the... what? Still water. Sheep hate running water. Sheep won't drink out of water that a river, or water that is moving. It has to be still. Did you know that? So where does he lead you? Huh? You know, we are living in a world today, there's all kind of voices that we're hearing out there calling for our attention. You know that, don't you? There are all kinds of things happening in our world right now, and voices are yelling so loud that sometimes you can't even hear yourself think if you're listening to those voices and listening to all the things that are being said out there. No matter where it's a source of it is, all those voices want your attention, don't they? Huh? Somebody said the person who shouts the loudest shouts the most. What do you say? The squeaky wheel gets the attention, so on and so forth. But all the economic problems we have in our country today and all the government and that aspects and what's happening there and what they're attempting to do or not to do, the moral decay in our country today is devastating. I said it's devastating what is happening in our world today. So for a few moments with me this morning, if you will, I want you to be quiet. Remember how you used to teach your children, try to get your children to be quiet? Quiet. So just be quiet. Quiet inside. Just allow the quietness of God's peace. He wasn't in the storm. He wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the earthquake. God's voice is a small, still voice. And He wants to speak to you today. Because it's in that small, still voice, I believe, the victory is won, if you can hear it. You understand what I just said? If you can hear it. Psalms 46:10 still says, be still, and know that I am God. So be still right now. And know that the Bible still is the eternal Word of God. I said this book is the eternal Word of God. This book does not contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, Jesus said, but my Word will not pass away. This is an eternal Word. It will be there right to the very end, and it will be because He, that is the Word, came and became flesh and dwelt among us. It was the Word in Jesus that came personifying so that you and I could know God. That we can know God. We can have a personal relationship with God and the aspects of all of that. And so now you and I pick up this book and we have it and we read it and we allow the Holy Spirit to transfer it to our minds and to our hearts. It ought to bring stillness and peace into your life. Right? I mean, I do know the Bible says, he that hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man builds his life upon a rock. What does your Bible say? But you remember what he said? The wind is going to beat against that house. Now what he said? The waves and everything's going to beat about to get and come against the house. But what's going to happen? That house will stand. And firm will it stand. You see, all of the problems and difficulties and issues that people have today, if you would just be still, maybe for a moment, and stop focusing on your problems and focus on God, who promises you that He is bigger than any problem you may have. Really, seriously. So be still. And be still and know that prayer still works. Okay? Prayer still works. You know, it's amazing to me how many people call themselves Christians and the last thing they think about is being still and going into their closet, getting on their knees and humble themselves before God so He can exalt them and He can lift them up and He can move and enact in their lives. The last thing most people think about when they're dealing with issues is, first of all, pray. Go into your silent, calm speck of your closet. Get on your knees. And in the stillness of that time, let your heart pour out to the God who loves you and who is able to answer your prayer. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man avails much. It avails much. But also remember, we're talking about victory in Jesus. He is the Word. And the Word became flesh, right? But Jesus also said, if you ask anything, in my name, it shall be given to you. Aren't you happy? Aren't you glad? Aren't you excited about the fact that you know that God has opened the door of heaven to you and that you have authority, approach His throne and come before the throne of grace in time of need and you can approach Him through the name of Jesus because God has given Him a name above every name. There is no other name given from heaven by which man must be saved. The name is Jesus. And when you approach the Father, you go to God in the stillness of your prayer time. You need to, first of all, come to Him in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Think about it. Be still and know that prayer is the only effective power that you have in your life, is to go to God. And still, it works. It still works. I wish to God I could stand up here and tell you how many prayers that God has answered on the behalf of my daughter down there in Georgia. Mom and I are just overwhelmed because God is able to do far more abundantly beyond what you even dream or ask through the power that is at work in us. Prayer still works. Be still and know your Father, the God of heaven, is still sitting on His throne and He's not going to be moved. He's still sitting on His throne. He is still the God. He is there. And you know what? Your Son, your Savior, Jesus, is sitting on His right hand. And you know what He's doing? He's ruling and reigning. How long? Until all of His enemies are made His footstool. You understand that? Okay? You understand that? I mean, how many of us could find and be still within ourselves instead of letting everything just rip us apart if we just really knew that God is still on His throne and the high priesthood of Jesus is still working and functioning on your behalf and God's Son, Jesus, is sitting on His right hand and He's there as your advocate to plead before you, the Father. I mean, if we only knew all the power that is invested on the of God, where Jesus sits right now. Because God has given Him all authority in heaven and on earth. Right? Isn't that right? Not some, all. So God's on His throne and He will be there. And you know, someday every knee's going to bow and every tongue is going to confess what? That Jesus Christ is what? Lord to the glory of the Father. So be still. Just be quiet. Put God on His throne, where He is, but put Him on the throne of your heart. God can't be on the throne of your heart if all your heart is doing is whirling with the wind and the hurricanes of life and the fire is burning inside of you, your earthquake and your life is shaken and you cannot stand firm. God cannot. He is not in the fire. He's not in the earthquake. He's not in the wind. God is in the still voice, gentle voice. Just quiet down. Just for a moment, just quiet down. And just be still and know that I'm still God and I'm still sitting on my throne. And if I'm for you, nothing can be against you. Now, where is this all going? Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, the Bible says, "Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God, who, God, giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." It is God who brings the victory. How does He bring the victory? In and through His Son, Jesus Christ. So everything we emphasize is based on what God has done in Christ, on your behalf and on my behalf. So be still. Because why? Be still and know that Jesus still is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Him. Amen? He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Jesus came that you might have life, have it more abundantly. That's why He came. He came to become a fountain which if you drink of it, you'll never thirst again. He became a bread that if you eat of Him, you'll never hunger again. So just be still for a moment. Because John 14:6 says, He is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible also says in 1 Timothy 2:5, there is only one mediator between God and man, the person, Jesus Christ. Only one. Only one. And that's Jesus. Now, if Jesus is the Son of God, and you have been adopted as the Son of God, then how can you not see the victory that is in Christ? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get how you and I can understand that Jesus Christ has conquered. And we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We're more than conquerors. We're not being conquered. We're the conquerors. We're the one winning the battle. We're the one who is overcoming the world. Jesus said, I've overcome the world. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Don't go hide in some cave. I am the one who offers you victory. Victory in Jesus. That's the message of this whole weekend. And God wants us to be still and get the message. Be still and know that the Holy Spirit is our comforter, but He is also our power. God didn't give you a spirit of timidity. He gave you a spirit of power. Power of sound mind. How's the last time you sat down in the quietness of your life and listened to the Holy Spirit speaking to your inner man? My Bible says that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and my spirit has fellowship with the Spirit of God, whereby I cry unto Him, Abba. When's the last time you had that experience where you literally, in your heart, cried and recognized and said, Abba, Daddy? Is God that intimate with you? You know? Or is He something up there you just use when you need Him? Or is He your friend? Is He your power? Is He your Father? Is He the one that saved you? Is He the one that gave you victory in Christ? Do you recognize who He is? Okay? Be still. No, He gave you a spirit of power. Remember what it said? God is able to do far more abundantly beyond what we even dream or ask through the power that is at work in us. Why do we act like weaklings? Why do we walk around like we're losers? Why are we not lifting our hands towards heaven and praising the Lord for the victory we have in Jesus Christ and living like victorious people? We're winners. We're not going to lose. We're going to win this battle, and Jesus promises it to us because He's already won it. He's sitting on the white horse in Revelation with the keys of death and hell in His hand, and He's ruling and reigning, and He is conquering. Amen? Yeah, He is. So be still. Be still and know the church is still the kingdom of God and we are the pillar of truth. But listen to me. The church's foundation is Jesus Christ and the truth that He is the Son of God. And Jesus said the gates of hell will never prevail against this fact that I am God's Son. Amen? And all these things that you and I testify of, you know, at His baptism, this is my Son. At Transfiguration, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to Him. Listen. Hear Him. Well, when's the last time you really, in the quietness of your life, heard Him speak to you? My Bible teaches me in Proverbs that if you and I seek the wisdom of God, which begins with the fear of God, God will give you discretion. Discretion is the ability to make right and proper decision. So that when I lay down at night, I can lay down in the sweetness of sleep and rest. You know what the problem is? Huh? The problem is that we talk about God, but how many times do we really have a fear, a respect, an honoration of God Himself and who He is? And how many of us, God has been able to fill us with a spirit of discretion so that we can make decisions and make proper decisions in every aspect of our life because God promises it to us. How many of us are losing sleep because of decisions we made in the past and we never sought God's wisdom? Seriously, be quiet. Because the Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask God. And He'll give it to you. Unbraided means no measure. He'll just pour out that wisdom upon you. Because every day you make decisions. Every day I make decisions. And I'm gonna live with the decisions I make in my life. You know that? Huh? You know that? And time and time and time again, God has promised me, you, and I, be still. Know that I'm God. I'll give you wisdom. I'll give you discretion. I'll give you the ability to make right and proper decisions in your life. Don't you understand that? Because you can't, in and of yourself, you can't do it. It's improper. It's impossible. We need God. Because what? The other voices. How many voices have you listened to that's told you, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, on and on and on in your life. So maybe you followed some advice, and what happened? But don't you believe that God has the ability to move in your mind and cause you to think properly? Well, the only time He's going to do that is when you're quiet and you're still. Okay? If you're not listening, if you're not in tune with Him, if you're not in His Word, and His Word isn't in you, then it's going to be very difficult for God to really be able to do His work and accomplish His will and purpose in your life. So be still. The gospel still is the power of God unto salvation, and it always will be. The gospel is the what? Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel, isn't it? Isn't that the good news? That you and I believe and confess that I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. I believe He's risen from the dead. I believe He's sitting on the right hand of God. And I believe that someday, before you and I may know it, the trumpet is going to sound, the heavens are going to open, and the voice of the Son of God is going to speak, and all they are in the grave and the seas and everyone and all the dead are going to come forth. And then comes the judgment. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. And it may happen quicker than you think. Because you have no way to know the day, the hour. Okay? But the gospel, the grace of God still is sufficient for every aspect of your life. Now, the grace is what I'm preaching on, and I'm going to continue to preach on it. Because you and I are to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Son of God. Grace came by Jesus. You realize that? The law came by Moses. But grace and truth came through who? Jesus Christ. And if it wasn't for Jesus, there would be no grace, okay? Because Christ was willing to pay the penalty, take your sins upon Himself, and to bear your sins on the cross. So be still. And know the church is still you and I, right now, you and I, if you're a body of Christ and you're a member of His body, you are God's prized possession. And being a prized possession, you are a holy nation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar people. God has separated you from the kingdom of darkness. He has placed you in the kingdom of His dear Son. And God loves you, and God is for you, and God knows, and the Bible says clearly, nothing can separate you and I from the love of God, neither death, principality, powers, things present, things to come, things in the heavens, things in the seas, things in the earth. Nothing can separate you and me from the love of God. Except ourselves. Except ourselves. Because sometimes the voices inside of us get so loud and we get so out of control and so filled with fear and so full of all the other aspects of the world and all these voices and all the callings and all the stuff of the world that we can't be quiet enough in the inner man for God to speak to us. I'm serious. You see, be still and know that the church will still be God's prized possession. Be still and know that heaven is still a prepared place for a prepared people. I have no doubt Nancy Moody is prepared and there's a place prepared for her. Amen? And same is true with all of us, right? Huh? Yeah, Nancy's out there in hospice. But I do not know that I'm going to get in my car tonight or tomorrow or Wednesday and I'm going to get and not be involved in an accident or something could take my life. I have no idea whether or not I can walk out of this building and God may say, I want your spirit, Bill, and I could drop dead right now. I could. Ananias and Sapphira did. Okay? So why do I live every day thinking that, you know, I got life in control? Be still and know that. If you're going to talk about today or tomorrow, you're supposed to say, if the Lord wills, I'm going tomorrow to do this. I'm going tomorrow to do that. Are you listening this morning? Are you listening? Because the aspects of listening is that you and I know that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. So be still and know that. Know that you and I, again, are more than conquerors. Know that the love of God is still there, and nothing can take it from you or separate you from it. Know that everything that is happening in your life is that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus, and that God is accomplishing His will and His purpose in your life. How many of you honestly have been in the stillness of your heart? Know that God is at work in you, and that God is fulfilling His purpose and His will in your life. How can He do that if you're not listening to Him? If you're not honoring Him every day of your life? It's in Him we move and breathe and have our being. We are His offspring. God created us. God will still not be allowing you or I to be tried above what we can stand. He promises that. But He'll give you and I a way to escape. Isn't that what your Bible says? Huh? How in the world could you see the way to escape if you're constantly in turmoil? How are you ever going to see God's open door for you or me until you sit down and are still and quiet in the inner person and have faith and look for it? Because faith, we walk by faith, not by sight, don't we? Huh? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And God's going to allow you. He says, He promises, He won't put you through more than what you can endure. Okay? God will still be providing the necessities of your life. First, the kingdom of God. He promises that. There will be still faith on the earth when Jesus comes. Do you realize that? The Bible says, and Christ are going to rise first, then we who are alive are going to be caught up in the air, and thus shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. But the devil, his angels, all the false prophets, are the still losers in this battle. And one day, the Son of God is coming, and the devil, his angels, all false teachers and prophets are going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, and they're going to be cast into outer darkness and separated from God. Amen? Yes, they are. So I could add a lot of stills. I know. But just take some time, please. I don't care where you have to go, what you have to do. Just get a moment in time of your life where you actually go and you are seeking God. The word seek, you know, without faith is an impossible to please God. But they that seek Him, the word seek is a continuous tense. You just don't one time find Him. You are in a continual pursuit of your relationship with the Creator of the universe. You're constantly seeking Him. And He is the rewarder of those who seek Him. Seeking, 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 pursue Him. Go after Him like a deer panting for water. My heart beats for you, God. Be still and know that He is God. And I pray I today, in the stillness of this moment, will be able to know that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. I am a victorious person. God has given me the power to overcome the flesh. God has given me the power to be able to humble myself and to realize that without Him, I am nothing. Jesus said, apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. But if I give all the glory and the honor to God, and I come to Him through Jesus Christ, God has promised me victory after victory after victory. And you and I, in the quietness of these hours of this day, sharing together, may God fill you with a spirit of victory. Don't be that element where Satan has brainwashed you to think that you're so bad, you've done so many mistakes, you've messed up your life, you've done this and you've done that. It doesn't matter. Because if you're still for a moment, my Bible tells me that God is able to work all things together for good to those who love Him and are seeking to fulfill His purpose. Wow! Think about it. That God can take the jigsaw puzzle of your life and every piece of it, doesn't matter, good or bad, and God can put it together. And as the songwriter said, He can make something beautiful of your life. Amen? So hush. I know you're not supposed to be able to shut up, but hush. Be still. Just listen. Don't let the winds and the world, don't let that voice be the voice you're listening to. Listen to this voice that you heard in that song that Carol played. Be still, my soul. Be still. Be still. Be still. Because victory is in Jesus Christ. He is the only way. There is no other way. He is indeed the one who fulfilled all the prophecies of the Old Testament. Over 600 prophecies. Jesus fulfilled every one of them to the minutest jot and the tittle. A sinless and a perfect life. He was sinless and He was the perfect one to give His life for you and me. He died for your sins and for mine, and laid on Him all of our iniquities. God just gave Him and laid upon Him and crushed Him for your sins and for mine. And He is the only mediator between you and me and God this morning. And if you want to come to God, you have to come through Jesus Christ. That's why when one becomes a Christian, they confess that they believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. In turning from sin and repenting, they recognize they need to have those sins washed away. The only way I know in Scripture is what Paul was told by Ananias. Saul, why do you tarry? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. If you've never been immersed into Christ, if you've never had your sins washed away by the blood of the Lamb, because the Bible tells me clearly, the Spirit of the Lord through John said, well, who are all those people, numberless people, standing around the throne, dressed in white robes? And John, the Spirit, said, they are they who have gone through the great tribulation, and they've had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. The only way you can stand before God someday is you stand because you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood makes you as white as snow. The victory is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? And if you haven't had that blood applied, then you can come today. We will do whatever to help you to see how important it is for you to be immersed into Christ, into Christ, as we stand, as we sing together.